Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and very much needed. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all the preaching from the Lord with the love and joy in your heart. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, comes my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Oh, Brother Terry, we want to say something.
Terry, come in here and mock you. And you see what happens to people who mock Brother Stay. They're in the grave or they belong in here. And you're a fool if you sit here and mock Pastor Rice Stay. You're hurting him, you're hurting yourself. And your soul is in danger, so play with fire. And when you burn, you burn in hell. Bless Pastor Rice.
Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Hallelujah. Lord, what would you have me to do? Not my will, but thine. Heard the man of God say, too much rhetoric. Help us, Lord God. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We would serve you in truth and in sincerity. Help us now, Lord. Hallelujah. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith, to minister grace to the hearers, that thou, Father in heaven, might be glorified. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me Jesus loved me. Yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me, he who died, heaven gate to open wide. Thou wilt wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Glory. That's why we love him, because he first loved us. Rhetoric, I suppose, is form and fashion. You say it, but you don't mean it. Insincere. You know, like the hypocrite. Rhetoric goes along with hypocrite. You know, form and fashion. So, heard the prophet say, too much rhetoric. So we've come here this morning, hopefully, we get the rhetoric out. So all the pretense, all the form and fashion, and worship God for who he is. Not for how we feel, not for how wretched, just worship God for who he is. Huh? He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and he is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin, I cried. Have you been enlightened? Have you tasted of the heavenly calling of the world to come? Have you been enlightened? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to speak to you all as if you have been enlightened. Praise the Lord. Suppose we'll have to worship him as if we've been enlightened. Huh? Like we've had our sins washed away. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to him, oh sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to his name, I love his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to, oh sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to, I love his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. Down at the cross where he took me in. Glory to, I'm singing glory to his precious name. Glory to his name, I love his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abide within. Down. Well, glory to, I'm singing glory to his precious name. Glory to his name, I love his name.
There to my heart
was the blood. Glory to, oh precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saved and he keeps me clean. Glory to, oh sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to, I love his name. There to my heart was the blood. this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to, oh, sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to, I love his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to, oh, sing and glory to his precious name. Glory to his name. I love his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. All right. All right. So, too much rhetoric, he said. All right. Rhetoric. Insincerity. Insincerity. Put on. Facade. Charade. Hypocrite. See? Hallelujah. So that's in all that we do. We don't want to show up here in the dining hall with rhetoric. Well, I'm here, but let's realize that we're here because of a great God. We represent a great God. See? And we've been chosen to represent him. We've been chosen to be partakers with him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of salvation through faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm remembering the time that Joshua was instructing the people of Israel. They had their idols and, we have idols. Praise God. God don't do idols. The idols say they are God. Right. God says, I'm God. Your iniquity. You know what your iniquity say? Right. Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. But he said, man, if it seemed evil for you to get excited about Jesus, then choose you this day. If it seemed evil for you to show up in the dining hall ready to worship God, then choose you this day. If it seems evil for you to sing with all your heart, then choose you this day. If it seemed evil for you to get beside yourself, then choose you this day, see? If it seemed evil. If it seemed evil for you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Isn't that quite the way to put it? Really? Now, consider that. He said, now, if it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, well, that's when we come in rhetoric. When we come haphazardly, that's what we say. Well, it's evil to serve the Lord. Yeah, gets in the way of my nonchalance. Yeah, y'all know the great God is able to deliver you from your nonchalance. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. That's my testimony. Y'all don't have to believe it. I speak as the oracles of God. He's able to deliver you from your nonchalance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We need deliverance because we accept it as being okay. It's not okay. No, it don't give glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Stir said, he said, here's what he said. Let me say it now. Hold on, Edie. I wish somebody would act like they're saved in here. Oh, that I was young again. That's what he would say. People would say it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? See? Well, well, well. Jesus answered and said, my doctrine is not mine. Isn't that powerful? He said, my doctrine is not mine. But he is that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of this doctrine. He shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. I take the same position. Hallelujah. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh the glory that sent him, the same is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. Did not Moses give you the law, and none of you keep the law? Why do you go about to kill me, he said. The people answered and said, thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? Jesus answered and said unto them, I've done one work and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me? Because I made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Hallelujah. Now this is along with the account where there was a man who Jesus asked if he wanted to be made whole, and he said, take up your bed. And he took up his bed, and the Pharisees had a problem with it. In fact, they instructed Jesus, the man, hey, man, it's not lawful for you to carry your bed on the Sabbath. How about it? Well, the man had a good answer. He said, the one that healed me told me to take up my bed. Now consider the one that saved you. What did he tell you to do? The one that healed your soul's diseases. What did he tell you to do? Oh, John chapter 5, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh, hitherto I work. And Paul would say it like this, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So as we endeavor to represent Christ, are we coming to unity? The problem is when we try to put ourselves in there. If we are all here to give glory to God, we'll be with one accord. What's in the way is the seeking of our own. Everybody understand that? You can say what you want to say. I'm just going to tell you. It's the seeking of your own, not the things that be of Jesus Christ. This is the way I worship. Amen. Well, quit ye like me. Right. Just follow instruction. Amen. We should receive instructions, huh? Amen. That's what our mouth say then. Act like God is alive then. Hey! Act like God is alive. Hallelujah. Act like he's alive. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, if you are endeavoring to do the will of God, then you'll understand that the things I speak are the commandments of God. You'll discern this as a work of God. And you'll respond in kind. But since you don't, it shows that, you know, there's something else working. There's no other explanation. No. He woke me up this morning. He woke you up this morning. You say you've been enlightened. Well, I've been enlightened. Well, how come you act like that and I act like this? Huh? Why? Why? Because you are seeking your own, and I'm glorifying God. See? I'm glorifying God in my body. Hey, I'm working out my salvation in my body. Huh? I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Well done. Well done. If he doesn't say that, he'll say, depart from me. Everybody understand that? There's nothing in between. If he does not say, well done. And I'm here to tell you, by the grace of God, by the word of God, some of us are not doing well. So when he come, if you like this, he's going to say, depart from me. You act like I wasn't your savior. You showed up and you were nonchalant. You couldn't shake yourself. You didn't glorify me. You sought your own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Y'all understand I'm telling y'all the truth? Let me read it again so you'll know I'm telling you the truth. I'm getting it from the book. Hallelujah. He said, if any man will do his will, the will of God, then he'll know of the doctrine. You'll know what I'm preaching. If you're doing God's will. If you're not doing God's will, then you act nonchalant. You act like you don't know. I'm God's representative. So are you. Well, let's represent it. Let's get out of ourselves. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus said, my Father is working. Huh? Is that what we say? Yeah, God's using me, but not to be nonchalant. That's not God. You're being nonchalant. That's somebody else using you. Everybody understand? Yeah, God's not nonchalant about himself. He said, there's none like me. Hallelujah. He said, I created all things. Hallelujah. The earth is mine. The fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See? That's what God says. Y'all representatives for God? Hallelujah. Well, some of us have been taught how to glorify God by the precept of man. I'm telling you. Now, if y'all don't want, y'all can get up and leave. But I'm going to tell you, God is not satisfied with nonchalance. Well, that's the same as rhetoric. You heard the preacher say, too much rhetoric. Hallelujah. Too much rhetoric. Huh? Lip service. Lord, Lord. Heart gone after covetousness. Draw your mind in on the Lord. Say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's an old saying, you can lead a horse to the water. Well, it's hard to lead God's people. You might lead the horse, but God's people, you can't lead them. They won't follow. But once you lead the horse to the water, you can't make him drink. But usually you lead the horse to the water, he drinks. Y'all want to drink this morning? Hallelujah. Y'all don't understand that I understand, being in this body as long as I have, what prevents men from doing what they ought to do. Y'all don't understand that. And here you are looking me in the eye and telling me I'm a liar. Come on, you crazy as hell. You are a crazy fool. Absolutely. Absolutely, 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 absolutely. Huh? You're full of yourself. That's what's going on. You won't give over. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm going to say it again now. I'm going to be redundant. I've been in this flesh long enough to know. Hallelujah. And the reason some of us worship the way we do is because we seek our own, not the things to be of Jesus Christ. Huh? God don't move on folk to be nonchalant. If he enlighten you, then you enlightened. Yeah, you know what you're worshiping. You know who you worship. Yeah, you know what you ought to do. Y'all been enlightened? Y'all been enlightened? Huh? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? You washed in the blood? That's how you act? That's how you act? Come on, saint. Come on. Come on. I mean, is really? Come on, saint. Thank you, Lord. So again, Jesus said, you know, the doctrine, it's not mine. That makes all the difference. See what I'm saying? Now, we got in here folk that know a lot and whatever, but since it's not God's, they can't bring it forth. See? I'm not going to bite my tongue. Absolutely not. I'm going to shine the light. Absolutely. Yeah. We claim to have all kind of wisdom, all kind of spirituality, all kind of, you know, FaceTime with God, but we got nothing to give. Nothing to give. Huh? Nothing to give. Huh? Nothing to give. Huh? Ain't we a bunch of fools? But God's not going to be denied. No.
Amen. He won't be denied.
And his children won't be denied.
Amen.
If he have to, he'll raise up a rock. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. You mean you've been enlightened? No testimony, no praise, no excitement. Then we must have seen something different. See? Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. I saw him high and lifted up. How'd you see it? Huh? Train filled the temple. And the angels cried, holy, holy, holy. Huh? Yeah, how were you enlightened? Praise the Lord. How were you enlightened? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And of course, the ones that have been enlightened, they don't believe you when you say you're enlightened. That's where I stand. You're all that garbage that you say, I tell you, you're a liar. Absolutely. I'm calling you out, you know. Absolutely. I don't know why you're sitting in here. I want to exhort you to love and good works. Huh? Come on. I'm a leader. Well, follow the leader. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Follow the leader, brother driver. Shake yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the hypocrite think he's here? Absolutely. There's nobody here. Not me, not you. Huh? As you acknowledge that. Huh? Huh? Now, your reason for you being nonchalant and the truth is different. I know the truth about it. I'm not going to move away. I've made many examples. We made the example about the cattle prod. Absolutely. Yeah, when you put it to them, they react. Well, Jesus is greater than the cattle prod. Some of us are just full of flesh, you know, full of themselves. When you get some of Jesus, oh, you get excited. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You are not going to pull. No, I'm telling you what happened when I met the Savior. Huh? Praise the Lord. And some just don't want. If you have been enlightened, you have been born again, you don't want to go back and revisit. How wicked. How wicked. How wicked. How wicked. We don't think about everything but when God saved us. When he brought us out of the horrible pit. Oh, don't you want to think about that, brother?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that's what brings forth true worship. Being spiritual won't do it. Well, you remember where God brought you from. That'll bring forth worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we act like we don't know that God has called us to be true worshipers. That means not nonchalant. Not apathetic. Come on. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm telling you, the reason you don't do it, because you'll say that I'll say you're doing it unto me. And I can't save you. Huh? I didn't enlighten you. Huh? Come on. If you're doing the will of God, then you know I'm not speaking of myself. Huh? You know this is God talking to you. Y'all know that? God can't convince you not to be nonchalant. Huh? God can't convince you not to be nonchalant. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual exercise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, just preach the word, brother. Praise the Lord. Yet not I.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. See the attitude of Jesus? And you that can't do, that's because you're trying to do it in yourself. Right. See how I tell the truth? Well, I read that. That's not what I get out of it, Pastor. I know. You're full of self. You're full of self. You're full of self. Huh? And you ain't going to work no righteousness in self because ain't no righteousness in self. The righteousness is in Jesus Christ. Huh? And what you think of his righteousness shows up in your response. You don't give a damn about his righteousness. You like your own righteousness. You seek your own. Yeah, come on. Now, I'm being an example. Showing us how we ought to give glory to God. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. We're not too old and ugly to lift our voice. Absolutely not. We should give glory to God.
Amen.
Being nonchalant won't get it done.
Amen.
No. You'll have to get out of the flesh to give glory to God.
Amen.
Y'all don't know that?
Yes.
Y'all been enlightened?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Huh?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I still can't get some to open their mouth.
Hallelujah.
Why would anybody saved by grace, have to have somebody tell them to open their mouth in a place where we're supposed to worship God? You sit down and act like you're so above everybody else. What? What? Huh? What? What's going on?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Huh? Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things so he doeth, these also do the Son likewise. Everybody understand? He was perfect manifestation of the Father in word, in thought, in deed. Huh? He made the Father known. It still works that way. Y'all understand? If y'all believe that Jesus Christ made the Father known, and you come in here and don't believe that my preaching is a revelation of God, then you're a fool. You are a damn fool. That's unbelief. Huh? Y'all believe that Jesus made the Father known? Huh? Well, what do you think this work here is doing? Huh? Oh, well, why aren't you responding? See? I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you out. Don't hang your head. Respond. Don't shut your mouth. Open it. But see, we're worried about 666. When we don't confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh, that's just Antichrist. And the reason some of us are responding the way that we're doing is because we're not confessing that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. That's it. Huh? Antichrist. We've heard that they should come. Even now there are many Antichrists. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's not scripture? It's that even now there are many Antichrists. Whatever spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. Now, if you're not going to receive this as operation of God, certainly when you get with your neighbor today, you're not going to see that as enough. That's where the immense strife comes in. And then you're going to blame me. See? I mean, is it a hard thing for you to confess that Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Well, absolutely. I know that. We're checking the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, hopefully we don't want to just come in here and be spectators. What I'm endeavoring to do is for us to worship God together. We can't do that. Some not doing very well. Huh? I mean, is worshiping God something outside the realm of what we ought to do? We don't have time to do it. Don't have the spirit to do it. This is not the place to do it. I'm not showing you how to do it. What's the problem then? See? Why don't you tell the truth? Say it's Antichrist. That's the problem. Say it's Antichrist. Go ahead and say it. Let me hear you. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
He came to make the Father known.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
And he came into his own. His own received him not. But there were some that received it. Even so it is today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't you want to be on the winning side?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. All right. Terry, we got your cut, man. Hour 35 minutes.
Yes. Praise God.
All right. We're going to use it, Brother Terry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to use everything we can for the glory of God.
Amen.
And if that's your desire, God will help you do it.
Amen.
The reason some aren't able to do it, that's not what they're seeking.
Amen.
They're seeking something concerning themselves. I'm just telling y'all the truth. If you're willing to do the will of God, you'll come along with me. Else you wouldn't stand and listen to me if I say that. I mean, come on here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Hallelujah. Even your sanctification. Sanctified unto the Lord for his use, to do his will. See? This is God's will for you. He don't will for you not to come in here and enter into the worship. That's not God's will. Why would you come? Hello? I know. You come to convince me that the way you worship is right, huh? You'll never get it done. Hell will freeze over first. Absolutely. You won't convince me that. No, you won't. Not try as much as you like. Been to the water. Been baptized. Got Jesus on my side. Come on, saint. Hallelujah. Oh, that's Antichrist. You know that the devil tried to convince us that Jesus is not God? Huh? You don't believe him, do you? Well, you act like it. You know, the devil tried to convince you that Jesus Christ is not God, that he's God? Huh? Y'all don't believe him, do you? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. In other words, Jesus fully surrendered, fully submitted to the will of the Father. He's our example. That's why he wasn't nonchalant. See? And it'll work for you. See how I do it? I know when you all keep being nonchalant, what you're telling me is, no, I'll convince you, Pastor Rice. You'll come over and see it my way. No, I won't. No, I won't. No, I won't. Let's go head to head then. No, I won't. I won't see it your way. No, absolutely not. You belong to Jesus. You act like that. You won't. No, I'm not. No. Hallelujah. Am I hitting the nail on the head?
Yes. Absolutely.
By the Spirit of God.
That's right. Yep. Holy Ghost. Yep. Yes, Lord. Yep. Thank you. Our spirits agree.
Amen.
Absolutely. 100%. Thank you, Lord. Right behind you.
Again, if you're so spiritual, you have so many revelations, then why don't you give them to God's people? Why don't you do something for edification? Why don't you do that? Huh? Don't pull my arms down. Come on in and help me. You bring your part, I'll bring my part. We'll all give it to God. Huh? Don't be like the kids on the playground, huh? I'm not going to give you none of mine. That's Antichrist. Huh? Freely you have received, then freely give. Huh? Don't sit down and act like you got so much from God and, you know, and, well, you won't give it up. God spared not his own son. He gave him up. Hey, he gave him up. How shall he not with him then freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. And God did that. But still, the unbelievers didn't believe. And that's what we have here. In this room, we have unbelievers. How do you know? Because I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. Now you tell me that you didn't believe John, but you're going to believe Jesus Christ. Is that what you're going to tell me? Not so. So you're going to say, well, you don't believe Pastor Rice, but you believe God, huh? Not so. Huh? And you're presenting yourself as a hypocrite. I tell you right up front what I'm doing. I tell you who sent me. I tell you by what authority. And you're still here? Defying God? Huh? You are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father you will do.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Huh? Yeah, you shouldn't smile. What you should do is fall on your face. Huh? You're mocking God. Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to entreat you, but you won't have it. You won't have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give God the praise. That's why we don't judge right. It's our own judgment. It's flavored with seeking our own. And we'll never get right judgment out of it. If you were judging rightly this morning, you'd come along and join with us. Because you're seeking your own, your judgment's marked. Everybody understand that? This is just the truth. You can receive it ever how you want. You'll never know what to do right except you want to do right. Huh? Absolutely. You must believe God that he's your righteousness. Then you can do right. Huh? Well, when you resist what I'm saying, you don't want to do right. Absolutely not. Am I standing up to tell y'all to do wrong? But then why resist me? That because you don't want to do right. Well, we're in here seeking the kingdom. What are you seeking? Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're not afraid of you. Just because you're implacable, you're just implacable. But that don't back us up. Hallelujah. I believe these things. I believe that if you're going to judge right, you have to be in the will of God. You have to be seeking the will of God. That's what I've been reading. That's why he said, if you do the will of God, then you'll know the doctrine. If you do the will of God, then you'll know what I'm speaking.
Yes, sir.
Then you'll respond accordingly.
Exactly.
Some are still calling me a liar in here. Absolutely. Huh? They're trying to hide it, but they can't hide. They're calling me a liar. You know what I say to that, don't you? You're father of the devil. I speak the truth in Christ, and I lie not. What we can do, we could take a break here, and then we can let you stand up and propound your doctrine. Brother says it's a good idea. Huh? So let the least judge, huh? You're full of excrement. You're full of yourself. That's why you can't bring forth fruit unto God. Now, he could send somebody. Well, he did. You didn't believe him either. But I'm still going to tell you the same thing. As long as you're of yourself, in yourself, seeking your own, you won't bring forth no fruit unto God. That's impossible. If that was the case, we wouldn't have to be born again.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's just the truth.
It is,
I'm going to hold to it. Oh, thank you, Lord. For it said, as the Father raised up the dead and quickening them, even so the Son quickeneth whomsoever he will. He committed all things to the Son. You know why? Right. So he said, all my authority is your authority. And you all don't understand about authority. God has authority so that his will be done. But I can tell that that's not why some of us use it, because I'm looking at you now. He gave you authority to worship him. Yes, he did. He gave you authority to, to put the devil to flight. Yes, he did. See? And because you're seeking your own, you won't do it.
That's right.
Amen. True. Y'all don't believe that?
Yes.
Well, suppose you were the CEO of some corporation, huh? And you wanted to make profit, huh? And when you had some men and you had to give authority, who would you give it to? Huh? You tell me. God's not as smart as the CEO. Y'all don't understand that what's wrong with some of y'all is you still seeking your own. God ain't going to give you nothing. No, he ain't. No, he won't. Man, I guess you don't want nothing then.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah. I'm speaking the truth. It's falling on good ground, but some is falling by the wayside. Huh? They are still trying to convince me that what they're doing is right. Huh? Isn't that something? We're trying to convince God he's not God. Huh? Trying to convince God that he didn't send who he sent. Huh? We're going to make sure that God knows he's a liar, right? That's what some trying to do this morning. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, I can dig deeper. I remember hearing the broadcast once, and the preacher said, now, let's sing. And he began to sing a song. But when we sing in here, he won't sing.
Right.
See how deep I dig? Yeah. And let him call me a liar. I have Kurt pull it up. See that? I'll have Kurt pull it up. Sing with me, but I'm not going to sing with y'all. I'm sure we remember. See, I'm just calling to your remembrance. Yeah, for your edification, though. For your edification, though. Huh? I just sat in here and whistled now. Huh? I'm not going to say amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Dirty, low-down devil in the midst of God's people. Hallelujah. Yeah, you say I'm not ashamed to say it, don't you? Hallelujah. Not the only one. You know, we sing when it's our song, but, you know, congregation song, we don't want to sing. Why is that? Huh? We're seeking our own, that's why. If you don't know the answer, I do. If you can sing and shout, then why can't we do it together under God? Because you're seeking your own. There ain't no other answer. You want to do it so that you are, you know, distinguished. You don't want to do it as one. That's because you're seeking your own. Not the things that be of Jesus Christ. This is good instruction. Of course, you'd have to receive it. Huh? And if I instruct and you come in and do otherwise, like some do, consistently, huh? Consistently, they're saying that the way that he's telling us is not right. That's what it says. Not lying. It's right that we do it together with one accord. or singing is not against the law. Huh? It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Huh? See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But perhaps there's a hook in their jaw. You understand? Well, there's one in mine too. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Of course, everybody wants authority. I don't care who they are. Yeah, absolutely. Not in righteousness, though. Not in righteousness. Majority seek authority so that they don't have to do right. You know that? They seek authority. That's not what authority is for. Huh? Hallelujah. Bible said the elders are supposed to be examples. Oh, I see. Well, my example and the example of some others don't match. So you see, they're calling me a liar every day. That's why I talk the way I talk. That's why I talk the way. You mean they call me a liar and I can't call them a liar? That's why we preach. The devil said God's a liar. So I preach. By the grace of God. You know what I say? The devil is a liar. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, is the devil going back up? Absolutely not. He's a liar. Ain't no truth in him. Hallelujah. How sad that some have been given that part or chose that part. Huh? Moses, by faith, chose to suffer affliction. You won't even sing with us. Huh? You won't even enter into the worship with us. Hey, that's not the way I worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Stair would say, and you think I'm a false prophet and you listen to me? Ain't that crazy? Oh, you tuned me in? Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, saints, y'all hear me talking? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where's Paul? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where's Brother Malone? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I maintain that God gives me something to give you every day. And some just don't receive it. Well, God's not pleased, and the vessel that he uses is not pleased. Everybody understand that? That's, he's letting you know, and I'm letting you know. You can do what you want to do. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. Huh? You just don't want to be a part. Hallelujah. And of course, if you're doing opposite than what the authority is saying, then you're endeavoring to draw away disciples. Amen. Yes. And I guess you have a few, huh? Yes. Yeah, shameful though. Shameful. Amen. Shameful. Amen. Shameful. Amen. Shameful. You notice how they have the same response, don't you? Yes. Disciples then. Huh? I'm being transparent, aren't I? Amen. Absolutely. 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 Amen. Powerful. Hell, Jesus would say, that's not how I act.
Amen.
But you see the ones that are antichrist, you see how they act?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Well, thou savorest not the things that be of God,
amen,
but the things that be of men.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
How many times have I heard it? Brother Stiracy. Now, how many times have I heard it? And whenever I say Brother Stiracy, say what he said, then we spit it out. Y'all don't know what that I know that? Y'all. Oh, praise the Lord. We show up in the tabernacle,
hallelujah,
on the Sabbath day.
Amen.
And when he preached, we say amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When I preach, we don't say nothing. We look sour.
Amen.
Now, what do you think we should do with that? Antichrist.
Amen.
Antichrist.
Amen.
Y'all hear me calling it?
Absolutely.
Why would somebody show up on the Sabbath day and have a loud voice? And then all through the week, they got nothing to say. Huh? Even when I, exhort them, praise God, encourage them, right? They're determined to look like Angela. Praise the Lord. I guess she's following her mentor. Huh? Well, he should be Jesus. Should be Jesus. Should be Jesus. And those he mentored get excited about it. Hallelujah. Why should it be thought a thing incredible that God should raise the dead? Huh? Glory. Wake thou the sleepers. Arise from the dead. Christ should give thee life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. All right, about time you woke up, Brother Malone. For the Son judgeth, the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. How about that? Praise the Lord. That all men should honor the Son. Who is the Son? And Jesus Christ said, whosoever receiveth me, receiveth the one that sent me. Hallelujah. And receiveth whomsoever I send. Y'all know this is tied together? And we still like the way we do? Praise the Lord. If it wasn't this way, I guess we'd sneak by. Wisdom. Those Pharisees would have had it made in the shape. Absolutely. Because they received Moses. Absolutely. And they believed God. They just didn't believe the express image of the invisible God. Don't you know that this is a manifestation of God? If I preach as the oracles of God, on the anointing of the Holy Ghost, is this not God coming to visit you? Why is your response like that? Why respond like that? You're calling God a liar. Huh? Y'all calling God a liar. How many ways can we look at this? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I know. We came to have our ears tickled, Pastor Rice. I didn't know you wanted us to worship the true and the living God.
Hallelujah.
Well, what do you think God wants? He's not an ear tickler.
Amen.
He's a great God.
Amen.
Who should be worshipped. You believe that, brother? He's a great God that should be worshipped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See how it is? Y'all hold on. Y'all hold on. You see how it is? Huh? Y'all, you don't know right here. Bullshit. If you don't receive me in what I'm saying now, what's going on in your heart is not right. I don't care what you say. Get up and get out then. Get up and get out. Hallelujah. Yeah. Take your disciples with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love them that love the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Well, you oppose what I'm doing. You oppose the one that sent me. Huh? We're not on the same team. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. I'm expounding the truth of God. I said, I'm expounding the truth of God. I'm expounding the truth of God. Praise the Lord. I'm expounding the truth of God. Why else would you be here? And the truth of God is, your face shouldn't look like that, Angela. Amen. See what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you're here, you should rejoice with us. Rejoice with me. We shouldn't find something else to do or occasion not to do it. But the truth is, the word of God search you out.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not me. Now don't call it. Yeah. Hallelujah. This is our purpose. Not to glorify self, to glorify God. See? If you're going to expound how to do it, I'll sit down and let you do it. But right now, I'm doing it. I'm talking about glorifying God. I'm expounding on it. I'm demonstrating. See? The hell, if you're going to do it, get up here and do it. Or stay over there and call me a liar. You're the liar, you understand. Y'all don't understand that God called true worshipers? And then we come in here, we want to do something else? Hey, you calling God a liar again? Huh? Yep. The time is coming now is. When they that worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Don't I act like I believe that? Why don't you? Because you're a hypocrite. You're seeking your own, not the things to be of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. You're going to wait till we get done, then you're going to worship God? Huh? While y'all out working, I'll go to the tabernacle and worship God? I see. Hypocrite. Your prayers are an abomination. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, did you purpose to do this? I purpose to do God's will. I present my body every day. I'm not my own. Neither are you. So I'm going about to demonstrate how we should act. Since we're not our own. And you're calling me a liar. See? You call, why stay here and listen to me? Huh? Of course, the Pharisees did it too. But it's revealed why. That they might catch him in his words, so that they might accuse him. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Authority. Authority. Good stuff, huh? Hallelujah. Has to be. Has to be. Hallelujah. But I suppose we won't enter into the worship, but we'll go into the den of lions. Is that how we say it? You crazy. Come on here. Huh? We can't contend with the footmen. We're going to run with the horses.
Amen.
Huh? In the time of peace, we can't make it. But in the time of the swelling of the Jordan, we're going to excel. Really? Liar. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what this, for some, this is edification.
Yes.
For others, it's condemnation.
Right.
Y'all understand that? Y'all want to hear my scripture?
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ sent not his son into the world to condemn
Amen.
The world, but that the world through him might be
Amen.
Saved.
Hallelujah.
Y'all think I'm speaking for condemnation?
No.
Okay. Well, let me go on. But this is the condemnation. Huh? This is the condemnation. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil and wouldn't come to the light. So for some, this is condemnation. Their faces are still like they are. They're still determined not to enter into the worship. See? You won't convince me that what you're doing is right. Huh? Well, what you ought to do is repent of this thy wickedness. Hallelujah. Of what we meditate upon, it's evident when we show up.
Amen.
You might try to convince me that, well, you all, you know, have all this FaceTime with God. And no, not the God that I have FaceTime with. No, absolutely not. Huh? If so, we could worship together in spirit and in truth. We could rejoice together. We could speak the same thing. I come to preach about this. Y'all want to hear about it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. See, we think that maybe we should correct the authority.
There you go.
Right. Well, the one that gave him authority need to correct.
Amen.
Okay. Just understand that.
Amen.
If he gave him authority, he probably can be corrected.
Yes,
huh? That's more than can be said of some of us.
Amen.
They won't receive correction. They altogether burst the bonds.
Amen.
They don't know the judgment of God.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Do you know about receiving? Absolutely. I do know about receiving correction.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the only way to be saved.
Amen.
Because we're not right.
Amen.
If we refuse to receive correction, then we're refusing
Amen.
Our salvation. That's the condemnation.
Amen.
See?
Right.
I come to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all. You won't receive that. That's the condemnation. Not what I preach. It's because you won't receive it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Speak the same thing.
Amen. Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes.
Speak the truth.
Amen. Amen.
We certainly shouldn't speak contrary to the authority.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Mm-mm. We shouldn't do that.
Amen.
Should we give tribute to Caesar? Absolutely. Whatever belongs to Caesar, give it to him. But whatever belongs to God, let's make sure we give it to him. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Now, you tell me that you submit and you will to do God's will, that he will hold back from you?
No,
he won't. You determine to do his will.
With
Jesus had the spirit without measure. Simply because God knew that he was going to do his will. Well, it's the same with you. It's not how you think, it's how it is. As you will to do his will, that's how he gives to you. Really? Oh, there's no need for envy and strife. Huh? No need for jockeying. Huh? Just surrender to God, and he'll give you more than you. It works in every relationship. Absolutely. Come on. If Rose is willing to do my will, she won't have no problem with me. Absolutely not. Now, you think this is right? Absolutely. You hear me preaching? Yeah. I think if I'm the authority, she should will to do my will. Huh? And if she's to please me, she should please me the way I'll be pleased. Now, men try to please God, but he's not pleased because it's not the way he want to be pleased. You want to please me, then you will to do my will. You know? Well, of course, we've been in the world and learned the things of the world, the way it is. So we think that, my God, he want me to will to do his will? Not I, but Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, just trust God. Oh, thank you, Father. David, a man after God's own heart. So, you know, he was able to do for God because God gave it to him. Absolutely. Now, he sinned, but still, his heart was on to be in fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if you will to do God's will and I will to do God's will, I think we'll be in fellowship. We'll be with one accord. But if you say God will me to be nonchalant, then we're not ever going to be in fellowship. I'm never going to buy that. If you tell me the only time you should talk is when you're talking about your own garbage and in here you shouldn't open your mouth, we won't fellowship in that. I'll just tell you. And I'm not sorry about it either. God gave me a mouth. I'm going to use it for the glory of God. Huh?
Amen.
Huh? And I don't think he's doing me wrong because I can do this.
Hallelujah.
I think he's honoring me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at how we do our mouth. As much as I exhort us to say the things of God, to worship. But I hear you other times. Huh? I do hear you. That's so wicked. That's so wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as the Father had life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nothing except he receive it from heaven. Thank you, Lord. And what he hath seen and heard that he testified, no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The wicked fleeth when none pursueth, when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the transgressions of a land, many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. Thank you, Lord. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. We should praise God. But such as keep the law contend with them. That's how you doing right. Will admonish your brother. Will reprove your brother. It will condemn the world. And if your brother won't receive it, condemn him too. Now we're not going to not do right so you can't be condemned. Then we'd be condemned. Everybody understand that? And I don't want to be condemned. So I'm going to do what's right. And if you don't come along, that's the condemnation. Hallelujah. Y'all see God is revealing this stuff? Really? I mean, me standing up and preaching and your reaction is a revelation. Absolutely. You can call me a liar you want to, but it's there for everybody to see. It's a revelation. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Every disobedience, every transgression receives a just recompense. Huh? Much as we're pleading in here and you're still digging in and being stubborn, well, there's a just recompense for that. Just recompense. Absolutely. Just recompense. For they that forsake the law praise the wicked. All right? So those that are being contrary this morning, we're praising the wicked. Come on. Rather than praising God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It goes on to say, evil men understand not judgment. Again, come on. When you're operating in your will, not the will of God, your judgment is. Now, you think it's 100% right on. But you listen to the word. When your purpose is to do evil, your judgment is. See? See what I mean? That, really? It just, what your God knows. When you purpose to do evil, your judgment.
Amen.
See? You don't understand the judgment of God. This God does in his wisdom. That even now, if what you're purposing to do is disobey God, then your judgment's gone. Your judgment, right? Y'all want to hear the word? That's why if you're doing the will of God, then you'll know the doctrine. Huh? Now you can judge righteously. Huh? Everybody want to judge and swear on the stack of Bible it's right, but while they seek to do evil. God says it's not so. Hallelujah. How we hear? Depends upon our heart. Why are we hearing? To do the will of God? We hear good then. If we're just here for form and fashion, then we don't hear. We look like Angela. See? I keep calling Angela because maybe God will do something with her. On the Sabbath day, you can hear, brother. Absolutely. You know what that tells me? Up yours, Pastor Rice. Absolutely. I receive it. Amen.
Huh?
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Praise the Lord. You all don't want to do that, do you? Come on, brother driver. Shake it, man.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, we like to say God is unrighteous. Well, yeah. Hallelujah. You mean we should put off that old man and enter into the worship?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Huh? Well.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I guess if we do it, we agree. If we don't, then we say God ain't right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can y'all say it differently?
Thank you, Jesus.
Obey them that have the rule over us. Huh?
Amen.
Well, Pastor Rice, you tell me go pull weeds, I'll go do it. But you tell me enter into the worship, I won't.
Right.
I see. Well, we tried both of those.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that inherent nature of not wanting to be told.
Right.
Well, you have to get rid of that. There's no way for God to save us. Because not wanting to be told says, I have it within myself.
Amen.
We don't. We need the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need the Lord Jesus Christ, the head and the body. And otherwise, we'll be deceived to say, I received Jesus Christ the head, but not the pastor that he sent. Or not the brother that he sent. Not the sister that he sent.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm calling you out.
Amen. True.
You don't receive me sitting in here like a bump on a log. Absolutely not. So you don't receive the one that sent me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not preaching right?
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Hallelujah.
Why do y'all think it's wrong for y'all to acknowledge the truth?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that's after godliness. And if I preach the truth and look at you, you should do something. Amen. Right on. Something. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Okay, we'll be finishing up here soon. But remember now, I believe what I preach. That's how I receive faith. By the hearing of the word. Hallelujah. How foolish for people to preach for other folk. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Let me finish. In the name of Jesus. Evil men understand not judgment. Y'all hear my expounding. Whenever you purpose to do evil, your judgment is null and void. I mean, that should, I mean, it proves itself. To do evil is not by faith. Huh? Understand is to depart from evil. You purpose to do evil, already you don't understand. See how simple that is? You can apply that anywhere. If what I'm doing is purpose to do evil, then I don't have any understanding, don't have any judgment. Amen. If you're listening to me and purpose the same thing, then you don't have any understanding. Right. You don't have any judgment. Amen. So we aren't going to slick God. Amen. He's going to search our hearts. Yes. Try the reins. Yes. And he will give to every man according as his work shall be.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But they that seek the Lord understand all things. See how simple that is? If you purpose in your heart to do God's will, that's your understanding. Right out of the book. So we think that we show up and purpose to slack and hide that we're doing God's will. Why are you doing it? Well, Pastor Rice, you preach it. You expect us to do it?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, the one that sent me expect us to do it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In fact, he said, if we hear and do not, we are deceived.
Amen. Glory.
So you show up in here and act stubborn that you're deceived.
Amen.
Absolutely. And the master said, be not deceived. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can find Angela's testimonies. Okay? She gave a bunch of them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She always said, hey, no need for that. I'll testify. But you see, that's not going on. Huh? I testify every day. It's my privilege. Whether Burgess show up or not, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King.
Hallelujah.
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 We shouldn't testify?
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. That's how we overcome. I mean, that's literally. When we won't use our mouth to glorify God, we deny Him. Especially when we go around talking a bunch of excrement.
Amen.
Right now you could say, yeah, that's right, Pastor Rice. See? Well, sure it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Well, these things excite me. Really? Thank you, Lord. If any man will to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Thank you, Lord. The rich man is wise in his own conceit. But the poor that hath understanding, that's he that will to do God's will. He's got understanding. Even if it's Charlene. When she will to do God's will, she have understanding. It works with anybody. It does work now. If you want to understand, you will to do his will. Don't will to fix it the way you want to fix it. Don't will to arrange it the way you want to arrange it. You will to do God's will, you'll understand. I believe it like
Amen.
That. And you tell me you don't understand, then I have to go back to this.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? When you don't understand, you're in the way.
Amen.
Absolutely. The wise shall understand.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And we like to blame our understanding on the preacher. Absolutely not. No. No, no. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to find this. Praise the Lord Jesus. We probably covered it, did we not? Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God, oh hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I found it. I found it. I found it. Right here in the book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, why isn't it on my page? Ah. Okay, let me go on. The hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father. That's across the board. Anytime you're seeking your own, your judgment's not right. Anytime you're seeking your own, you won't understand. No, we can turn it this way, we can turn it that way. When we seek to do the will of God, that's our understanding. I'm not saying it right? Hallelujah. And it's just true. Anything. You want to understand it? Seek the will of God. I didn't read it right? When you seek your own will, you won't understand. Well, thank you, Lord. The rich man is wise in his own conceit. Our own nothing is no good. Own understanding, own conceit, own righteousness, own no, his. If we are our own, no good. His. I'm not making a, okay. So we're going to use our lips for his purpose then, right? Some sit right in here and defy the word of God just because I speak it. See, ain't that foolish? Ain't that foolish? Ain't that foolish? Well, as much as possible, I'm going to speak all the word of God. And because I speak it, you defy it, shame on you. You see how God take the wise in his own craftiness. Absolutely. That's how it is when your purpose is to do evil. You just go down the wrong road. End up in the pit that you dug for yourself. We should speak that which becomes sound doctrine. We should speak things which minister grace to the hearers. That which is good for the use of edifying. Absolutely. This is the word of God. We should glorify him with one mouth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We should serve him with one consent. We should come together in one accord. We should be like-minded. Huh? We should please our neighbor unto edification. We should not please ourselves. I'm not saying it right? Then what's the problem? Why are some of you all coming along with me then? If you please yourself, you can't please your neighbor. We should please our neighbor unto edification. Can I get some edification this morning?
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I found that in Romans 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. See? Hallelujah. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another. Huh? Now that's not hard. It's your heart. And you're deceived. For us to be like-minded, it eases 1, 2, 3. See what I mean? You want to look me in the face and call me a liar every day. Yeah, we shouldn't have a mind to come in here and not enter into the worship. If we're going to be like-minded, then we have to enter into the worship. See? This is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. We rejoice in the Lord. Receive the engrafted word with meekness. See? Like-minded. But what we're doing, we're showing a graphic illustration of seeking your own and seeking Christ. And it's evident. Yeah. I mean, come on. As dumb as I am, and even though I'm not as spiritual as you are, come on. I can tell when you're seeking the things of Jesus Christ. Absolutely. You ain't going to back me up. Why would you come here and seek something else? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Savior. All right. Today is Wednesday, Midbach. Middle of the week. Y'all know how this came to be a fast day, don't you? Anybody remember? No. Gino say he don't remember. Knock out 10, soldier. Hallelujah. Yeah, cook didn't want to cook. I said, okay, we'll fast. It worked out good for us. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. God always work it out for our good. All things. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, we should purpose to fast. Huh? According to our faith. But we all have faith to do it. Absolutely. All we do, we can do all things through Christ. Huh? Now, let's make it profitable, though. Let's not fast and then purpose to do evil. That's going to wipe our fast out. See how wise God is? Every day we show you God's wisdom. Huh? I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. On the Sabbath day, I'm going to say hallelujah, but I'm going to purpose do evil. All for naught. All you've just been a hypocrite. You have your reward. Yeah. Y'all see I preach out of the book? You apply it to us, though. Well, how else should I do it? Huh? How else should I do it? Huh? I mean, that's in your face, you know. When you go to the tabernacle on Sabbath and sound off, and then you can't do it through the week, especially when I exhort you. Huh? That's in your face. Absolutely. At least that's how I receive it. That's how I receive it. Well, you're not going to slow me down. Hallelujah. Because I purpose to do God's will. See what I'm saying? See how that goes? Because I purpose to do God's will. Good judgment. Good understanding, good hope, strong consolation, yeah, an anchor, praise the Lord, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Lord, Oh, glory, glory. Here it is. Let no man deceive himself. It's a commandment of God. See? If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Otherwise, he's going to be wise in his own conceit. See? For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. What is written, he taketh the wise in his own craftiness. Anytime we purpose to do evil, yeah, God taketh us in our own craftiness. We should say, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. Ye are Christ. And Christ is God. Huh? So we can't do what we want to. But we do. Then we say, well, I'm not yours, Lord. My lips are mine. Yeah, I'm mine. See? Hallelujah. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? If I preach and, you know, exhort you in such a manner, what is the problem? Can I not exhort you all with you are not your own, and exhort you to do the things that God will you to do? You will do them then, won't you? Well, well, well. It goes on to say, listen to it, for ye are bought with a price. Now, if we're saved, okay. So what do we do, God, since you bought us with your price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Are you showing up in your body with the wrong spirit? You'll never get it done. Huh? And I can't believe every spirit. I have to try the spirit, see whether they be of God. And I found Antichrist spirit today. Huh? I've encountered those that call themselves spiritual, and I found them to be liars. Huh? They say they're in favor with God, and I found them to be liars. Huh? Because I said if they have fellowship with him, they have fellowship with us. Else, why are you here? Go have fellowship with who you have fellowship with. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Now, some don't understand what I'm saying. Do you know why? They're seeking their own. Absolutely. I mean, point in case. Absolutely. Anytime you purpose to do evil, no understand. When you purpose to seek your own, no understand. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Oh, I know what we're going to say. You know, God told me. Huh? Hey? Praise the Lord. Yeah, you lie on God. He don't lie. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, you keep talking about obey them that have the rule over you. Don't you know you're just a man? I'm preaching good, all right. Hallelujah. That's Antichrist. Absolutely. Y'all don't believe that's Antichrist? What about you? Well, what about you? You can't do the will of God? Well, why can't the one that God sent do the will of God? Oh, I know too much about it. Shame on you. Shame on you. I know. Shame on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I would have been done as soon as God let me go. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. But I do want to understand that what I'm telling you is the truth. Your understanding has to do with your purpose. And you will not fool God. Nobody's wise in their rebellion. No, they're not wise in their malice. They're not wise in their conniving. No, there's no such thing. No such thing. Our wisdom is to do the will of God. And we have this grace. And if I tell you, then why don't you hear me? Now, it's happened over and over again. Now, when we came here from after Brother Stair passed on, and some act like he didn't. They call in and they bless you, Brother Stair. Well, they too late. They should have blessed him before. And maybe if they do what he say, they could, you know, really bless him. Get out of the city. Now, here's what Brother Stair said. He said, you can't get out of debt in the city. That's what he said. He said, you get out of the city, get out of debt. But you can't get out of debt in the city. Isn't that simple? Jesus got us out of debt. So he called us out of the world. And he said, now don't you get back in debt. Don't you be entangled again and come in my house and don't give me glory. Don't be entangled again. Don't be entangled again. Come in my house and not give me glory. Hallelujah. I pervert the scriptures, huh? Hallelujah. Well, I'll make sure I get them applied to you. Hallelujah. They're no good if they don't get applied to us. It's not a burden for me to glorify God. Huh? But some act like it's, oh my God, you really expect us to do it, Pastor Rice? Huh? You really expect your children to honor you? Really? My Lord. Well, children should honor their parents. Huh? This is right. It's the first commandment with promise.
Amen.
They should honor their parents. They should honor their parents. And I won't strengthen anybody in dishonoring their parents. You're wrong if you do it. You strengthen anybody in their wickedness.
Yeah.
Justify the wicked in his wickedness. That's wrong. Children should honor their parents. Oh, we shouldn't skirt around the issue either. When we look them in the eye, we should say, are you doing what's honoring your parents? Or should we, say, well, as long as you honor me, you don't have to honor the other one. Maybe we do it like that. I'm preaching good today. I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. Well, I don't do that. You came too late to tell me. Come on now. You think I learned nothing? Come on here. I didn't learn anything. Yes, I did. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's why I can't get Angela and hang around. I'd like to ride around in the cart with her, too.
Hallelujah.
She won't come and say, Pastor, you want to go for a ride?
Hallelujah.
See? Boy, I'm reaching that. Woo! Glory, glory. That'd be good. And sometimes Charlene give me a ride. Angela never once said, Pastor, you want to... In fact, Angela came over to visit us once. She never once said, Pastor Rice, come on in. Let's. No, my God. Well, for edification, I'm not bitter. But the truth is the truth is the truth. And there's nothing you can do against it. If she said, Pastor Rice, you want to go for a ride in the car? I'd probably say, yeah. Oh, let's talk about Jesus. Huh? She gave old Paul a ride, but old Pastor Rice, he got to ride his bicycle. Huh? I'm all right, though. Hallelujah. You see, I got the joy of the Lord. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're just not here. Hallelujah. No. To the one with whom we have to do, everything is open in there. All of our intentions, all of our motives, yes, all of our seekings, and he deals with us accordingly. When we seek to do his will, we fare well. Otherwise, we don't do so well. So when we think otherwise, then we are deceived. Absolutely. Just that simple. If you think for you coming in here acting like a fool, being rebellious, is going to help you fare well, then you are deceived.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All those folk that Jesus talked to that didn't believe, if they had believed him, then they would have had life. Same today. Now, they acted like, well, you know, we believe Moses. The Word of God is looking them right in the eye. Well, anytime the Holy Ghost preaches, it's the Word of God looking you right in the eye. We don't receive it like that. No, absolutely, we don't. You know what that is? Antichrist. Absolutely. There's no other way. No. Because of God using a man, you won't receive it. That's Antichrist. You should just judge and merit of what I say. But since you're Antichrist, you can't hear what I say.
Hallelujah.
Huh? If you would hear what I say, it would give you life. Huh? It would bring about deliverance. Yeah, it'd give you peace and joy. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So maybe I'll get a ride today. Hallelujah. I'm available. Yeah, I could come down to the wood pile and get me. Praise the Lord. Come down and help us split wood. Praise the Lord, say. Hallelujah. All right, we're going on in Jesus' name. Now, what freedom when you submit to God? Yeah, it is freedom. Now, you all think that other stuff is freedom. No, that's bondage. Huh? We don't want any of that liberty. We've been delivered from that. Huh? Now, don't promise me liberty while you yourself are the servants of corruption. Huh? Don't do that. He that is free indeed. Huh? Whom the Son set free, he's free indeed. Y'all see my liberty? I speak the truth. Don't care what you think about me? Absolutely not. Come on. Well, which means that I'm not going to change what I say to make you think good. But in a sense, I care what people think about me. Not to the point of not speaking the truth, not being obedient. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I get what God thinks about me. He said, I know my thoughts that I think toward you. I try to pass it on to you, and your face looked like a stone. Yeah. God's not pleased with that. If he say the thoughts I think toward you are thoughts of peace, then you ought to receive it like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So get out of the cities, get out of debt. Get out of the churches. Huh? Praise the Lord. Get with God's people. Still remember old brother Spencer. Wasn't he a jewel? Oh, Brother Stair said so. Y'all know what Brother Stair said? He said, Brother Spencer, he's a jewel. Hallelujah. He said, no matter how fuss at him, he just take it.
Amen. Huh?
Rightfully so.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, his testimony was how in his heart, we're God's people.
Amen.
Now, I can relate to that. Folk that are out in the world don't give a damn about God's people. I don't relate to that. Really, I don't. I don't see them looking for the kingdom. You know, they're going to be God's people. Huh? Praise the Lord. I don't see that. Now, somehow they're deceived. Yeah, once you get spiritual, you're in trouble. You better pray God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once you think you're spiritual, you are in deep peril. Absolutely. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't be able to receive from God. If you would be wise, become a fool.
Amen.
Then you would receive from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. So we got to go on, don't we? In Jesus' name. All right. All hearts and minds clear? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Ed, what you going to pray? Help him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you again. Today, Lord God, thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to plead with your people, Father God, as you again exercise great mercy and great long suffering. Long patience and grace. Lord God, my Lord, just not much to ask, Lord God, but just to ask you to help us, Lord God, to receive this, Lord God, not as rhetoric, and to be willing to do your will. Lord, it's amazing, God. If you asked us to do something that was very difficult, I could see us resisting. It's difficult. When you ask Brother Pastor Rice to stand before your hard-headed people, now that's difficult.
Hallelujah.
I could see him resisting that. But to ask us just to say thank you, Lord, and praise you, Father, and bless you, and give you, and rejoice in the truth, rejoice in the very reality, God, that you have saved us from so great a death, so great a death. My God, in that greater death, I heard the prophet, I think, speak about that this morning. So great a death. Father God, I see so great a death as me coming in here, being gently encouraged, admonished, being encouraged, being exhorted to simply do the things that we ought to be doing anyway, just out of gratitude. For me to come in here, for any of us to come in here and not do that. Well, the greater death is coming again tomorrow and doing the same thing. Because that means that you may have very well taken the ability away.
Amen.
I will take them talents, you slothful, you wicked, you slothful servant. I will take that from you, and I'll give it to the one. He'll give it to the one that has 10 talents. We wonder why Pastor Rice can rejoice like he does.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Because the ones that are opposing him have given their talents to him.
Hallelujah.
Now he has more. Well, Lord, I'd like to be the one and one of those that give you back with usury.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
I don't want to bury this thing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The one talent you gave every single one of us is to praise you and to thank you and to rejoice in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's the one talent we all have. And we're liars if we say we do not. We have that talent, every one of us. I don't care if we're blind, crippled, dumb, and crazy. We all have one talent. We can praise the Lord our God. Yes, we can. And we have every reason to. Every reason to. This might sound crazy, but I was sitting, Lord God, but you know, because you were there, Lord. I'm sitting on the toilet this morning, and all of a sudden, I'm starting to think, I could be sitting on a toilet in a prison cell right now, with a bunch of guys around me looking at my body and plotting how they're going to take it. I could literally be in that situation. But no, I'm sitting here. I'm in a community of those of like precious faith. I'm sitting on a toilet that was made with hands that wanted to please you. Godly hands. And I don't have to have those fears and those worries and that great tribulation. That's great tribulation. And we have brothers and sisters who are actually in that situation. And they're still required to praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
They're still required to give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
They're still required to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. They still are required to remember where you brought them from. Because, Lord, that's where you brought me from. That's where I could be right now. Yes, Lord. If I hadn't been a brand plucked from the fire,
glory,
I'd be just as they are. Just as all my compadres who ended up there. I'd be just like them. So, Lord God, if you'd ask the hard thing, but no, you haven't asked the hard thing. You simply, you said, no, man, just go and wash. Go dip. Just go dip. But to dip, Father God, I know by experience, we know by experience, and anybody that is experiencing the joy of the Lord today knows by experience. We had to dip. That means humble yourself.
Hallelujah.
Humble yourself. Just bow down and dip. It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Yeah, we know you're up. Yeah, we know you're high and mighty. Yeah, we know, you know, you're too dignified. Yeah, we know you have too much revelation and too much spirituality to come down to our level to praise God. We know that. But just go dip.
Amen.
Try it. Try it and see.
Hallelujah.
Try it and see. Try it and see. We encourage you. Just try it. Has your way worked? I believe 100%. In fact, come on. Nobody that's in the third heaven, or nobody that's spending that's Pastor Rice said, I like that, having FaceTime with you. When Moses had FaceTime, his face showed.
Hallelujah.
His face glowed. Anybody, Stephen's face. When Stephen had FaceTime with God, his face showed. Woo. Like an angel.
Thank you, Lord.
So if we have FaceTime with God, you are going to glow.
Hallelujah.
You will have a glow about you. Yes, you will. Like he said, like Pastor said, I ain't asking you.
Amen.
I know the other way.
Amen, brother.
I've been there. I know the difference. Yes, Lord, I was bound. Satan had me bound, but Amen. Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I remember trying to serve you according to my own will. And my face and my attitude, my countenance, my response was just like that.
Amen, brother.
It was downcast. It was fretful. It was malicious. It was everything contrary. It was antichrist.
Amen, brother.
Yes, it was. But then I remember you actually had a woman tell me one day, open the front door. All of a sudden out of her mouth said, you have known God. You have known God as God. But from now on, He's going to make himself known to you as Father.
Hallelujah.
And that was when I was coming out of the world and on my way here with the people of God. She had no idea what she was saying.
Hallelujah.
So I know when I come here, I was coming because you were making the Father known. And that's what you're doing today.
Thank you, Lord.
Still today, you're making the Father known to us. And we worship the Father. We worship
Hallelujah.
Him in spirit and in truth. And it's not a grievous thing.
No.
It's not a grievous thing. What was grievous was when I lived in malice and envy and jealousy and hatred and bitterness and disobedience and disrespect to authority. Yeah, that was bondage. That was cruel bondage. Cruel bondage. And anybody that I ever taught to do that, I put them in bondage. Lord God. But help me, Lord God. Help me to do like the tax collector, Father God. Help me, Lord God. I want to restore fourfold.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Anybody that I cause to go astray, Lord God, help me to restore fourfold. By giving you all the glory that you'll do, Lord, and all the praise that you'll do. Yes, Lord, that's an easy thing. That has won battles.
Hallelujah.
That has won wars for God's
yes.
people.
Hallelujah.
Not just in the book. Right here.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Ha ha. Thank you. I was with the group that marched out to that front gate.
Praise the Lord.
To face our enemies. Face to face. That's it. And all we didn't have sticks, we didn't have guns, we didn't have we had nothing. All we had was the praises of our God. Praise the Lord, His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, His mercy endureth forever. He is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. That's all we had. Hallelujah. And you know what? That was enough.
Glory.
We watched our enemies turn and flee.
Glory.
When no man pursued them.
Thank you, Lord.
No man pursued them. So we live in that day, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for making yourself known to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for fellowship with you,
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Fellowship with you. Fellowship with the Son. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Which again reiterates the very point of today's preaching.
Amen.
We have fellowship with Him. We have fellowship one with another.
Hallelujah.
Which means we're not seeking our own.
Amen.
We're not seeking our own. If we don't have fellowship one with another, we are seeking our own.
Amen.
Simple.
Amen, brother.
So bless Pastor Rice again, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Bless him, Lord God, for seeking your will.
Thank you, Lord.
To say what you would have him to say.
Thank you, Lord.
Regardless of the response. Yes, Lord, to say what you have him to say, to be willing to do what you have him to do, Lord God, and to be what you would have him to be, and that is a shepherd.
Hallelujah.
The shepherd, a true shepherd.
Glory.
The shepherd careth for the sheep.
Thank you, Lord.
He gives his life for the sheep. He does not seek his own. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's evident that he has his reward.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And we who follow as sheep, we also have our reward.
Amen.
That's right. He who receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He who receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man
Hallelujah.
Will have a righteous man's reward.
Glory.
Hallelujah. So this joy that I have,
glory!
Oh, the world didn't give it to me.
Thank you, Lord.
I got it by following the shepherd.
Glory.
That's how I got it.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how we got it, saints.
Hallelujah.
That's how we got it. So we encourage you who don't have it, do you want it? Then follow us. Follow him as he follows Christ.
Hallelujah.
Follow a righteous man. Receive a righteous man. See, don't you get his reward. God's not a liar. You get it. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Truly, because nothing in this world ever gave me joy, Lord. It just gave me temporary gratification, which quickly sizzled out, and then came the sorrow with it.
Amen, brother.
Because that's what the world gives. Anything the world gives us, whether it be tangible or intangible, it has sorrow with it. But the gifts that God gives, he gives, and they have no sorrow
no
with
sorrow.
It. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord God. We could bask in this all day long. And we are. We're going to bask in this all day long, Lord.
All day.
Yes, Lord. We're not going to follow, the opposition. We'll never follow the opposition. As they can wait, and they can keep telling us, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we will see.
We will see, brother.
We will see. You won't see, though.
Hallelujah.
We will see, but you won't see. Because it'll never happen. We follow him as he follows Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's just that simple. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, give us all, give us as elders in your church. Father God, give us all the burden and the sense of responsibility that we really have.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a responsibility, oh God, as we just heard again today. We have a responsibility to be an example.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sinful men, but we still have a responsibility to be an example.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's by receiving the one whom you sent. That's by rejoicing in the truth.
Yes, Lord.
That's by seeking peace and pursuing it.
Yes, Lord.
That's by endeavoring to keep the spirit of unity in the bond of peace.
Hallelujah.
That's by seeking the Lord to make us one.
Yes, Lord.
Not seeking disciples after ourselves. Submitting to the righteousness of God rather than submitting to seeking the righteousness that be of men. That's our responsibility. We have that. That means, so if that means me giving credence, me agreeing with the truth out of the man of God's mouth, if it offends some, I have a responsibility.
Hallelujah.
As an elder, as a brother, as a child of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I have a responsibility to be an example. That means receive the one whom he sent. That means receive the truth. That means rejoice in the truth. We have that responsibility. So if we are not going to live up to that responsibility, and that's the least. That's truth. Presenting our body.
Truth, Lord.
That's the least of it. Lord, how can we ever expect to be honored and looked at and received as an elder if we won't even do that? Who should follow us if we live in disobedience and blatant disrespect?
All right.
Blatant disrespect.
Hallelujah.
And actually consider it wise and call it wise. And then we want someone to follow us. Lord God, I don't want to be a fool like that. I'm following no one like that. You won't even lead me to the other end of this dining hall, nevertheless into the kingdom. That spirit will lead me nowhere because I won't follow you.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because we're his sheep.
Hallelujah.
And us sheep hear his voice.
Thank you, Lord.
And we will not follow another.
Hallelujah.
The sooner this Antichrist spirit, the sooner we let go of that and hear the truth, the better off you'll be.
Hallelujah.
Else you're going to continue to be alone. You're right in the midst of God's people and you're alone. And don't even know it. You're all alone. Not because you have to be. Not because we want you to be. But that's by your own doing and your own choice.
Hallelujah.
You make a conscious choice daily. Choose life. Well, if I'm going to despise and hate and reject and refuse and blatantly disregard, then that's the choice you've made. And that's the choice you're going to live with. That's the choice you're going to live with. And it's not going to stop the man of God from speaking the truth.
Amen,
and it's not going to stop us from receiving the truth.
Hallelujah.
You can get mad at me every day of your life for receiving the truth. You will just have to be a mad soul. You will just have to be angry.
Amen, brother.
Because I'm going to receive it, not just for you. I'm going to receive it for me. Yes, I'm going to observe. I'm going to look up on these things and receive instruction. I'm going to remember where God brought me from.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to remember that. Yes. Because I didn't get here doing that.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, the Lord, you said it very simply, just like this. You said, because you are neither hot nor cold, but you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
Hallelujah.
I will spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather you be on fire or just get the hell out than to come in here and sit down. And like we heard, deliberately and purposely show the authority and the man of God and purposely show, thumb your nose at his people. God say, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's lukewarm. That's somewhere in the middle. Yet there is no middle.
Amen, brother.
There is no middle. If you're not for us, you're against us. You're no better off. And I'd be better no off if it was me.
Truth, Lord.
You're no better off than the person outside that gate. You're no better off. And you're no different. That's Luke 1. They're better off. In fact, they're better off. God said, I'd rather you be like that, cold. Just be cold. Or just hot. But in the middle, like this, nope. Unacceptable. 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 So, Lord God, thank you for an example, Lord. Thank you for examples that you have sent all along the way. And thank you for an example that you still send, and you're sending us again today, Lord God, because we have much to be thankful for.
Thank you, Lord.
We are very foolish people to dwell on all the things that the devil tells us to think about.
Oh, God, help me, Jesus.
We are so foolish. We are so foolish, because every one of those things that brought us misery and sorrow, anguish and of heart and despair and desolation, every one of those things, Lord God. Jesus, you came and you brought us, you lifted us up. Your love lifted me. You brought us up out of all of that. You delivered us from all of that, Lord God. You set our, you, yes, our line is drawn in, oh, Lord God. Yes, we are in heavenly places. We are seated in heavenly places. This was all done by you, Lord God. And while we done, you done all this while we were yet sinners. You died for us while we were yet sinners. So, Lord God, help us to remember those things. Help us to remember what you've done for us. Help us to remember all the, where were we last, just last year, maybe. Maybe just 6 months ago. Think of some of the things we were in, where it seemed like no way out. We seemed like we were going to drown. But then the Lord came by and said, though you walk through the flood, huh? And though I'll be there with you. And the fire, You brought us up out of that. Here we are today by no doing of our own.
Absolutely.
No doing of our own, amen. Lord. You just loved us and loved us and loved us and have proven to us over and over and over and over and over again that you do want to save us.
Hallelujah.
And not only that, you're able to save us. You're able to bring us out of anything if we would just believe you. So, Lord, help us to believe.
Hallelujah.
Help us to believe. And we believe by receiving. We don't believe with our carnal minds trying to understand with this thing. This thing will never understand. No, it won't. No, it won't. We believe and therefore we understand.
Truth, Lord.
That's how we get understanding.
Exactly.
So, Lord, I believe what we heard today.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I believe with this. I believe it's a right way to worship you.
Hallelujah.
There is a right way to worship you, and you are worthy of it all. I believe it's the least of our, it is the least of what we can
worthy.
Do. Yes, Lord. It's the least of our service. I believe that. And the Father, I thank you that it's an opportunity. It's not a, oh my God, I guess we look at it as a chore. And it can be, if we're seeking our own, then it is a chore. But Lord God, when we think about it as a privilege, Lord God, then everything changes. It all changes then. It all changes, Father God. So thank you for this blessed opportunity again to live with your people, to dwell with your people.
Thank you, Father.
Knowing what it was like when I couldn't dwell with your people. Remembering that.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget that. We need to remember that. What it was like when we were out there in darkness and misery, drowned in debt, drowned in a sea of a whole population that had no faith in God at all, not able to get godly counsel anywhere. And if God was truly in us, starving, just starving for fellowship. I remember that, Lord. And starving to hear the truth. My soul would starve to hear the truth.
Hallelujah.
And it was so hard to find it. I'd have to take it in bits and pieces. From this one and that one and that one and that one and that one. And that one and that one. But there was never a consistent flow of word, of truth, of righteousness. And holiness, there was never that. There was always this just hodgepodge. A bit here, a bit there, a bit there, a bit there. Searching. But God, you brought us to a land of true liberty. Now we're free. We're free. You brought us up on all of that. And now we're free to not only hear the truth, to believe the truth, but to love the truth,
Hallelujah.
Lord. We're free to love now the truth instead of those lies we were told that we inherited from our fathers.
Yes, Lord.
So we bless your name, Lord God. Thank you today again, and may we go forth in your name with joy and thanksgiving and gladness, Lord, gladness of heart to serve you, that we don't end up serving our enemies. I don't want to end up serving our enemies, Lord God. Because you told us what that's going to be like. And, Father, so help me. So thank you. Father, thank you for the privilege, opportunity now, Lord God, to do what you said right now before
thank
it's
you,
too
Lord.
Late. Before it's too late. Before it's too late. So God bless you, and we thank you. We praise you for all these things, Lord God, be with all the saints of God. Help the saints of God, Lord God, that are still struggling in faith just to take the first step and get out of their boat. Get out of them cities. Get out of debt. Get with God's people. And definitely get out of them churches.
Hallelujah.
Until the first step is made, we'll be right there. Right there. You'll still be stuck right there. And the same goes for us in here. Get out of debt. Believe the pastor. Stop going to your own church. Stop going around the corner and getting with this one and getting with that one and talking about how wrong the pastor is and how wicked everybody else is except you. Get out of that church.
Amen.
Stop going to that doctor because he can't heal you.
Hallelujah.
He has no healing medicines. Huh? And get that TV out of your head, that image, that false image of yourself, that you're righteous and condemn others. Get that false image out. Thank you, Father God, and may we all strive to do that on a daily basis as we learn to serve you with gladness and with joy. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Ed, for praying for us. Good prayer, man. Hallelujah. All right. Precious saints of God. How about that? My, how God loves us, huh? Praise the Lord. We all get better than we deserve. Huh? Yeah, he's not rewarded us according to our transgressions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. I love you, and the Lord does too. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.